You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Air Zoo's new exhibit on Black pioneers in aviation has only been up for a few weeks. But as WMUK's Earlene McMichael reports, the Smithsonian Institution exhibit Black Wings is already having an impact.
11-year-old Justin Tom Koviak can be a little shy, but ask him this question and he perks up.
What do you want to be when you grow up, by the way?
Italian language person and maybe a pilot.
It's a hot Tuesday in late July, and we're standing outside the Air Zoo in Portage. Justin Tom Koviak is about to head into the Aviation Museum with his mother and younger sister. But while his family has visited there many times since moving to Kalamazoo 2 years ago, Justin says it was only after seeing the Black Wings exhibit several weeks ago that he decided to become a pilot.
Well, it informed me. It, made me want to be a pilot because of those people. I just want to be one of them.
The exhibition is a 3,000-square-foot collection of photographs, articles, and artifacts showing Blacks who broke the color barrier in aviation and aerospace. Justin Tom Koviak himself is African-American. Images and artifacts from lesser-known pilots sit next to histories of more famous ones like the Tuskegee Airmen. Marquette Foley works at the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service, where she is project director for the touring exhibit. She says there was an earlier exhibit in the 1980s based on a book by Von Hardisi, a curator at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. The latest exhibit was created after Hardisi's book was re-released in 2008 with updated material.
It is just simply a fresher, more informed, because of the research, view of a very important story that was the core of Von Hardisi's first book and exhibition. And it's just time. It's time to remind ourselves of our extraordinariness, our braveness.
It's that braveness that 11-year-old Justin Tom Koviak's mother, Tiffany Tom Koviak, loves about those early Black aviators.
Everybody knows about the Tuskegee Airmen and their story, but a lot of people really don't know about aviation before then as it pertains to Black people, as far as how we got started in the industry, how we were the barnstormers, how we had clubs in Chicago, and people were fearless, people were brave, people were well-educated, and I think you get a source of pride because you see how all of these well-educated Black people back then had the knowledge to just form a group and say, we want to be just like the Wright brothers.
It was in 1903 that the Wright brothers developed a successful powered airplane, piquing Americans' interest in flight. But racial segregation made it difficult for Blacks that wanted in on the dream of operating a plane. Flight schools simply refused to admit African Americans. I learned this from Air Zoo CEO Troy Thrash as we took a walking tour through the Black Wings exhibit. Some Blacks fought back by hiring private instructors and purchasing their own planes just to get flying lessons. One determined woman, Bessie Coleman, even went as far as to teach herself French so she could travel to France to learn how to fly. In 1921, Coleman earned her pilot's license. She was the first Black woman in America to do so, says Air Zoo's CEO Troy Thrash.
And then she came back to the United States and she joined this elite group of barnstormers.
Barnstormers used to perform aerial stunts in front of crowds.
And ultimately, she became known as the world's greatest woman flyer for her exploits.
11-year-old Justin Tom Koviak says the perseverance of those Black aviators of yesteryear is what makes him want to be a pilot in the future.
You were impressed by their struggle, that they hung in there?
Mm-hmm. At that part.
Will it be as hard for you as it was for them, you think?
Not really. Kinda. Not all as hard as it was back then.
For Arts and More on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.
The Smithsonian Institution's Black Wings exhibit continues through October 4th at the Air Zoo in Portage. For more details, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.